وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاك الله خير الجزاء. آمين. For your beautiful duas, Hazrat Maulana Sahib. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate you. And Alhamdulillah, give you a lot of barakah in the effort that you are doing for the upliftment of His Mubarak Deen. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم إنا أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا لعلكم تعقلون نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن وإن كنت من قبله لمن الغافلين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, bringing you back some stories. What better story can we have than the story of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam in the noble Quran? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to it as Ahsanul Qasas. We narrate to you a most beautiful story in the Quran. نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ بِمَا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ. So, inshallah, Aziz, we will be sharing over a course of 2 or 3 days, as far as we go, with the story of Hazrat Yusuf ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, and in it there are great lessons for us. And the mere fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has referred to it as the most beautiful story is going to keep us attached to listening to this beautiful story that's mentioned in the Noble Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, by revealing this Quran to you, we hereby narrate to you the best narrative, the best story, while before this you were among those who were unaware of it. So it was narrated that Allah's messenger, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was asked, who is the most honorable amongst the people? And this hadith comes in Bukhari Sharif. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, atqakum, the most God-fearing one amongst you. So the people said, we do not want to ask you about this, there was something else. So he said, the most honorable person is Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, the prophet of Allah, the son of Allah's prophet, the son of the faithful friend of Allah's prophet, of Allah's friend, of Allah's Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. So here the whole lineage is already mentioned here, that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam had a son by the name of Ishaq, and from him was born Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, and from them his children. So the whole story is actually a dream and how it unfolds into reality. As the sun appeared over the horizon, bathing the earth in its morning glory, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, the son of Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, awoke from his sleep, delighted by a pleasant dream that he saw. Thrilled, he ran to his father and related it. He said, "Oh my father, I saw in a dream 11 stars, and the sun and the moon. I saw them all fallen prostrate before me." So he called Yusuf li abihi, "Ya abati inni ra'aytu ahada ashara kawqaba wash-shamsa wal-qamar ra'aytuhum li sajidin." So the Quran Majid describes this here. So his father's face lit up. He foresaw that Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam would be one through whom the prophecy of his grandfather Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam would be fulfilled, in that his offspring would keep the light of Ibrahim alayhi salam's house alive and spread the message of Allah to mankind. Now, however, the father was also well aware of the jealousy of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam's stepbrothers, so he warned him against telling his dream to his brothers. So he said, قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تَقْصُصْ رُؤْيَاكَ عَلَىٰ إِخْوَتِكَ فَيَكِيدُوا لَكَ كَيْدًا إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ. He said, my son, do not relate your dream to your brothers, lest they should devise a plan against you. Surely Satan is an open enemy for mankind. So, and it will be in this way that your Lord will choose you and teach you the correct interpretation of events, and will perfect his bounty upon you and upon the house of Yaqub alayhi salam, as he has perfected it earlier upon your forefathers Ibrahim and Ishaq ala nabiyyina wa salatu wa salam. Surely your Lord is all wise, all knowing. So Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam heeded his father's advice. He did not tell his stepbrothers what he had seen, the dream. It is well known that they hated him so much so that it was difficult for him to feel secure telling them what was in his heart and his dreams. So Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, a young boy, very handsome and robust, a beautiful, gentle temperament, he was very respectful, kind and considerate. His blood brother Binyamin, referred to as Benjamin, was also equally pleasant. Because of their refined qualities, the father loved the two more than his other children and would not let them out of his sight. So to protect them, he kept them busy with work in the garden of the house. And Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam's stepbrothers, they plotted to kill him. So it happened when they said, you know, Yusuf and his brother are dearer to our father than we are. إِذْ قَالُوا لَيُوسُفُ وَأَخُوهُ أَحَبُّ إِلَىٰ أَبِينَا مِنَّا وَنَحْنُ عُصْبَةٌ إِنَّ أَبَانَا لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. So we now draw your attention to the time when the stepbrothers of Yusuf alayhi salam said to each other, verily Yusuf and his brother Binyamin are more beloved to our father than us, even though we are a large, strong group. Indeed, our father is certainly mistaken, because we are more useful to him. So now what happened is, when they said that their father is in clear error, now they plotted and they said, let us kill Yusuf or throw him at some place on earth, and thus our father's full attention, you know, will be devoted to the other children. And after doing that, then you may become a righteous people. So one of them amongst the brothers said, do not kill Yusuf. La taqtulu. Rather cast him into the bottom of a pit, so that some caravan of travelers may pick him up, if you are going to do something anyway. So when I said, اقتلوه يوسف يوسف أو اطرحوه أرضا يقل لكم وجه أبيكم وتكونوا من بعده قوما صالحين قال قائل منهم لا تقتلوا يوسف وألقوه في غيابة الجب يلتقطه بعض السيارة إن كنتم فاعلين. So they said that, you know what, do not kill Yusuf, rather cast him into the bottom of a pit, so that some caravan of travelers may pick him up, and if you are going to do something anyway. So in spite of this, the brothers still sat down to conspire against him. So one of them asked, why does our father love us, Yusuf alayhi salam, more than us? So another answered, perhaps because of his beauty. And a third said, as Yusuf alayhi salam and his brother occupies our father's heart. Then the first complained, he says, our father has gone all astray. And one of them suggested the solution to the matter is, kill Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. Then where would we kill? Should we kill him? So we should banish him away from these grounds, far away from here. We will send him to a distant land. Why should we not kill him and have rest, so that the favor of your father may be given to you all alone? So however, there was one son, his name was Yehuda, the eldest and most intelligent amongst them. And he said, there is no need to kill him when all you want is to get rid of him. Look here, let us throw him into a well and he will be picked up by a passing caravan. And that's exactly what happened. They will take him with them to a distant land. He will disappear from your father's sight, and our purpose will be served with his exile. Then after that, we shall repent for our crime and become good people once again. So now this is a question, if you see, that it is totally based on jealousy, and how jealousy has been condemned in the noble Quran and in the hadith of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they had this jealousy, burning jealousy for their brother, for their stepbrother Yusuf alayhi salam. So the discussion continued on the idea of dropping Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam into a well, as they thought that that was the safest solution. So the plan to kill him was defeated, and they said that, you know what, he can be taken by some passerbys, a caravan, into a distant land, and they approved of that. So that was the best of ideas that they came up with. So they went to their pious father and said, "Oh father, why is it that you do not trust us about Yusuf, while we are his well wishes indeed? Send him with us tomorrow, that he may eat and play." So the children of the Anbiya Ikram also went out and they played. And this is what the brothers were telling the father, Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam. And they said, "Arsilhu ma'ana ghadai yarta' wa yal'ab wa inna lahu lahafizun." And they said that, you know, we are his well wishes and we will care for him. So send him with us tomorrow that we may eat and play, and of course we will remain as guards over him, hafizun, we look after him. So he said, "It makes me sad that you should take him with you, and I fear that some wolf may eat him up when you are heedless of him." So they said, "If a wolf eats him up, well, we are a whole group, so many brothers, we are then losers indeed." So Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam's argument gave them an idea. They did not know if he meant the wolves within them or the wild wolves. So there are certain characteristics and qualities in human beings which resemble animals. And that's why they say, you know, it's greedy as a pig, or sly as a fox, etc. You know, so you will find that these terms, evil or good, whatever is in human beings, are sometimes compared with that are found in animals. So they did not know if Yusuf alayhi salam meant the wolves within them, you know, that animalistic qualities, or the wild wolves. So no one but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. So they coaxed their father to send Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam with them. He agreed under their pressure. So they were excited that they could now get rid of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, for after this they could stand a better chance of receiving their father's affection. So on leaving home, they went directly to the well, as they had planned, on the pretext of drinking water. And one of them put his arms around Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam and held him tightly. Startled by this unusual behavior, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, young, you know, innocent, struggled to free himself. So more brothers rushed to hold him. One of them removed his shirt. Some more joined into lifting Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam up, and they cast him into the deep well. So Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam's heartbreaking appeals made no difference to their cruel hearts, because now jealousy had devoured them, and jealousy is a very, very bad thing. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam that he was safe and should not fear.